What does it take to be a good clown these days? I wonder what there is about the political convention season that brings up that question. A clown is more than a red bulbous nose and floppy feet, you know. A clown is spit takes, slapstick, and a pie in the face. Joey DeOria played Bozo the Clown on Chicago's WGN-TV for nearly 20 years and was the show's head writer for the last 10. He believes in clowning. He believes that clowning has classic antecedents from circus to commedia dell'arte to music hall. Joey DeOria has collected some of his sketches in a new book, My Favorite Comedy Sketches, Volume 1. He joins us now from the studios of member station KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona. Joey, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you.
What's the difference between a clown and a comedian?
A comedian tells jokes. Mm-hmm. A clown generally performs in a much more physical arena. Many clowns today, of course, while working in a circus or in a large arena atmosphere, don't have the use of a verbal comedy. But in the case of your more vaudeville or burlesque area clowns, verbal is very important.
Now, I'm told that slapstick, pratfalls, can have a physical price. I mean, a little bit like NFL linemen, you know, their knees go after they retire.
It can, if you don't do it well. I mean, Chevy Chase was known for constantly falling down back in his early days on Saturday Night Live. But he literally fell down, whereas a comedian like Buster Keaton, who was a great silent film clown, he grew up in vaudeville. He knew how to take those falls without seriously injuring himself, and he was a great athlete. As a matter of fact, he was in such great physical shape that when he was filming the motion picture, The General, he fell and broke his neck and had such great musculature that he never knew. It wasn't until he was well in his 70s and had seen a doctor, they said, "My gosh," he said, "do you know that you broke your neck?"
Goodness
and
gracious.
He thought about it, yeah, and he said, "You know, that must have happened back around when I was doing The General. I fell off the train and landed on my neck on the railroad track."
Jim Carrey is often called a great clown, and he's sometimes called a great comedian. Where does he fall into this?
He's a clown. He's broad, and I think it's more than just the verbal comedy. He's a great physical clown, and he's got that remarkable rubber face.
Joey, can I have the pleasure of reading through one of these sketches with you?
Oh, please. The sketch that we're going to do here, Circus Scientists, falls under the category of what might be called a sidewalk patter.
Okay. Well, now, set the scene for us. You're the boss clown, I'm the tramp clown. A boss clown is a clown who's not a union member.
No, the boss clown was generally a white-faced clown. The white-faced clown was generally the antagonist. Usually the dandy. The tramp clown would generally have more flesh-toned skin and then exaggerated lips and eyes and nose and beard stubble.
Oh, all right, so we're on stage, there's a table covered with lab equipment, and we're wearing white coats, but we're definitely clowns, right?
Definitely.
Okay, boss clown, you begin.
All right, I come up to you. Good news, I just crossed a porcupine with a sheep.
Really? What did you get?
An animal that can knit its own sweaters.
Well, I crossed some poison ivy with a four-leaf clover.
No kidding. What did you get?
A rash of good luck.
You know, I crossed an elephant with a jar of peanut butter.
What did you get?
I'm not sure. It's either peanut butter that has a very good memory or an elephant that'll stick to the roof of your mouth.
Listen, I have been delaying the main event. Because we want to talk about pie throwing, okay?
Yes, indeed.
In fact, we want to do more than talk about pie throwing.
People
in the
think
in
they
the
can just
in the
pie.
Tradition of great film comedians, do you know who's joining us for this pie throwing demonstration, Joey?
No, who?
NPR's most fearsome legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg.
Yeah.
Oh my!
Do you know how many people have waited for this opportunity?
Including a great number of those listening.
Okay, I'm quite elegantly dressed today because I did a bunch of interviews. So they have made a...
It sounds like you're dressed in taffeta.
Well, it's sort of a Saran wrap poncho is what it boils down to. It goes with pearls.
Now, Joey, what goes into a pie in the face?
Well, many people often thought that we threw whipped cream pies. Mm-hmm. And whipped cream pies are the worst thing in the world that you could throw at someone, because the oils and fats from the whipped cream would get into your clothes.
And you'd gain weight.
Well, yeah, that too, you know. And, of course, under hot lights, it would eventually turn to cheese. Which nobody wants that.
Yeah.
So we threw shaving cream pies instead of whipped cream. For one thing, the shaving cream was a soap, and you could literally use a whisk broom and brush it out of your costume without any problem whatsoever.
We have shaving cream here, and Nina will be making the pie. Please talk.
You can all hear me. How much?
Let's see. Just empty the can. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I would generally use my hand to kind of pat the stuff down to kind of give it that meringue look. Now, let me give you a little advice first. When that pie hits, close your eyes.
Okay.
And blow out through your mouth.
Okay.
And it'll keep you from inhaling shaving cream.
Okay. And what advice do you have for Nina? Or is that none of my business?
Okay. Well, now you're going to balance the pie plate on the tips of your fingers.
Should I treat it like a shot put?
Exactly.
Shot put.
What an excellent way of putting it. You're going to take one step forward, keep your eye on your target, and keep the swing as smooth as possible.
And I missed.
You missed?
Well, we have a backup.
Okay, one, okay, two. Right. We got him!
Success.
It's all over his face, and I'm peeling it off and putting it on this sort of thing he put so his shirt didn't get... It's your eyes I'm worried about.
It's a towel.
Keep your eyes closed.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's still a lot of stuff.
This is kind of you.
Hold on.
Yeah. Much kinder than I'm sure you've been to any judicial nominee. And if you want to see video of this pie, you can come to our website, npr.org. And, of course, we want to thank the Queen of Comedy herself, Nina Totenberg. And, Joey, we want to mention your book. It's called My Favorite Comedy Sketches, 25 Hilarious Comedy Sketches. The author, like he's Shakespeare or something, is Joey DiOrio, our friend who's speaking from the studios of KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona.